Well, thank you very much to invite me to come along again to preach and to share on this beautiful day. This is a fantastic day. And also, it's a great privilege to be part of the communion. Most of my time is ministering to others. It's a great privilege to be ministered today. Thank you. It's always fantastic to receive. It is always a challenge for us because in our nature, we try to give more than receive in some respect, but it is always to have this dynamic, give and receive. And today, it is a time that we have received, but maybe there is time as well to give and take the chance to give, because to give and to receive, it's a dynamic of learning and teach, to experience and to make others to experience God's love through our lives. The Bible passage I chose for today, it is very popular. Probably you can recite it very easily. So let us hear the Bible passage that you can find in Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20, that says, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubt. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded to you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.'" Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this privilege to reflect on your words. Open our minds and hearts so that your Holy Spirit has freedom to touch us, to bless us, and to renew us. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As I said, this Bible passage is one of those that are very well known in Christian contexts, especially when we want to reflect about mission or the Jesus imperative to his disciples, and in some extent to us as well, as when we read, we just thinking about this Bible passage. Today I want to highlight my reflection in a very specific phrase on this passage that says, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubt. It's one of the reasons I just shared with the kids about the why. I don't know about you, you know, most of you, or everybody here haven't had any time with me, so I don't know you at all. Maybe a few minutes. I don't know about your doubts, if you have one. Maybe as British, you have some doubts, but you keep for yourself. You don't ask. You feel embarrassed, afraid to ask. But some Brazilians are like that as well. Probably not us, but some of them don't like to ask. But how human is it, this passage, when we refer about doubts? Doubt, it's part of our nature, psyche. Since we are children, as I said in my case just a few years ago, we start to doubt. once we start to speak, we bother our parents asking why and why and why. Everything it is why, because we don't know about things. And especially those situations that we don't like much, we say, why? And we have two young people here. Young people. How many whys do you have? Many. And sometimes parents don't know how to deal with young people whys. We know a lot just because our son is just 13 and he asks, when he asks something, and why this, why that? And this is a challenge for us to explain in a reasonable way that they can understand why we are saying no. Or when we are saying yes, why we are saying yes. Because the yes is not a straightforward. We have to explain why we are saying yes. Because could be yes for that moment, and afterwards could be no. Because that moment you are able to give the latest gadget for a young people, but 6 months after they want the lash that time, you are not able and get confused. Yes and no. We can say that this is a glorious doubt. It's a glorious doubt. Why? For our doubts, we discover and explore things. From our doubts, we can go deeper to situations that sometimes we are not sure. Doesn't matter if we are introvert or extrovert, we find our ways to know about things. And the disciples at that time, they were very doubtful, because they had a fantastic 3 years with Jesus, doing fantastic things. And Jesus died in a very strange, painful situation. And suddenly, someone says, he's alive again. But it is very interesting, because they were worshipping him, but some of them were in doubt. They were doubtful. In my view, doubt and faith walk together. Because some of our beliefs are not very easy to affirm. Of course, we have very strong beliefs. That's beautiful. For example, the resurrection, it is one. It is fantastic. But it's difficult to explain. If we thinking through faith, it's easy for us. We are Christians, we grown up in the church, learning about resurrection, that's it. When we talk about with someone who doesn't have any religion background, any religion knowledge, it's difficult. But we live by faith. It is one of the reasons in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And I was thinking, oh my God. We live in doubt, even believing in faith. In fact, there isn't any concept of certainty. In our doubt, we have the option to believe and trust in God. Because we doubt, we believe. If you don't ask about your faith, you don't truly believe. Our acceptance is an experience of knowing, and to know things, we have to ask about. It is one of the reasons we go deeper in our relationship with God, asking and learning and looking for answers for our lives. It is the challenge for the disciples at that time to realize that Jesus rose again. Even they saw Jesus doing amazing miracles and signs on his ministry. Believe, it's an act of inquire about our relationship with God. I believe because I experience. Not just because I learn, I read the Bible. Or it's a traditional way. For example, I grew up in the church. I was always born in the church. My mom was in the choir practice when I was born. Could be dead, and my father just rushed me to the hospital. So I could say, okay, you are a fantastic Christian, you know. But when I was a teenager, I had to realize I had to be born again. And to understand the meaning of to be born again. And for that, I have to ask my relation with Jesus Christ. And they were and still have some doubts. But it's the reason I go through my relationship with God. If we don't give the chance to be doubtful, our faith is flat or decline. Because we explore faith in relationship, in experience, in find ways for our lives. We deal with, as you know, most of our churches in UK have a lot of aging people. Here, everybody's young, that's good. But in the Methodist Church in Chicago, we have quite aging congregation, you know, particularly the last few months, we have lost our 90s member, those who were in the 90s, 93, 97, and so forth. But some of the youngsters, 60s and 70s, some of them were ill. And when we have illness, we start to ask about things, about our lives, or when we have problems or difficulties, we ask things. It is very difficult. When you die, like for the last person, 93, it's a celebration, it's fantastic. And now we have someone die on her 57. And the question mark is there. Why? I want to enjoy. And
how joyous it is. It is always a question in life, because, and we have to trust and believe in a God that offers something beyond our understanding and our limitation as human beings.
And we face this every day. We have doubts about ourselves, our challenges, our ways to teach and to deal with our children. Doubt is part of the life. And every time we have to choose things. It's one of the reasons the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1:16-17, he was thinking about the relation between Christians and the gospel and his own spirituality, and he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith." In a way that you do every single day by faith. What a glorious doubt those disciples had. Doubt was their dealing. They were able to worship God, but some of them were doubtful. Even being doubtful, Jesus looked there and said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." What contradiction is it? If you do a job interview, or someone advised before, the advisor always say, don't feel so much confident, and also don't feel so much, you know, doubtful about. Be balanced. But in this case, the Bible passage said some of them were doubtful. And even having doubts, Jesus gave them the authority to go and spread this powerful message of salvation. In a way that you and I today are invited to reflect about our glorious doubt. I don't know what it is, your glorious doubt, but don't feel afraid. Don't feel ashamed. It is right to have doubt. But it is right as well in our doubt, go closer to our God and Savior and share about our lives. Share about our challenges. Share about our things. Because as we go, we journey in the world, we journey with our doubts. But even having doubts, Jesus came to us and say, go and make disciples. Why? Because His love, His grace, His mercy go beyond our understanding. And He came to you and to me to make sure we feel grounded to live and share in this world. It's one of the reasons Jesus finished this Bible passage saying, and remember, I am with you always. I am with you always. As our brother led the communion, the invisible presence is with you. It is with you. Without doubt, He is with us. So we don't have any chance. The option we have is to be ourselves. What a fantastic thing is to be ourselves. I don't need to show myself off in different ways. I want to be Osias. I want to be myself. Because being myself, Jesus embraced me as I am and helped me to go through any situation in my life. And then I am ready to go and make disciples. Because once you are sure in doubt about yourself, you are able to share your experience to others. I have learned in this country and so many other places as well that to share about faith is one of the biggest challenges. And it is not just in this country, in Brazil as well, when we challenge people wherever we are. In my very, let's say, not deep understanding, one of our fears to share about what we believe is because we are afraid to share our own doubts about what we believe. It's one of the reasons, if you, for example, someone who likes to knock your door and you don't like on Saturday in the morning, you know about the time and you say, just leave, it's those group. And you know what I'm talking about. And sometimes we don't like to talk because we are not ground enough to argue. We don't talk about Jesus with our own friends, even when they are struggle, because sometimes we are not very sure what to say. Sometimes we hide our faith in our work or school because we don't know how to say, I am Christian, in a society where seems to be most agnostic today. We don't share much because our doubts. But Jesus say to you, it is okay. It is okay once you realize that your doubt could be a great opportunity to learn more about Him. And then be confident to share His love to others. It is one of the reasons Jesus said to His disciples, go, therefore, and make disciples. Because He said, your doubt is not a problem. It is an opportunity to know more about Me. And today, in your doubt, can be an opportunity that you go deeper in relationship with your Lord, and you can be blessed knowing and experience Him in your life. Let's sing together some Great is the Darkness.